This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's try this 255,000 additional jobs, two strong months in a row, on Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, how does this report look to you?
It was terrific. Viewing just this one month in a vacuum, we've got strong job growth in goods-producing sectors. Private services were decent. And even the government added 38,000 jobs, which, considering government spending fell last quarter, that's a big deal, too. Taking a step back, a little perspective, it's the second big jobs number in a row, and it follows a five-month weakening trend.
It's hard to fit these last 2 months of strong payroll figures with that anemic gross domestic product figure that we had in the second quarter.
It suggests we may see some upward revisions there as well. The GDP data have been revised a lot. It's something that happens when growth is start and stop. And start and stop is actually not a bad way of describing the last couple of years in the economy. Turning points are always harder to measure, and it seems like we're always turning. The employment numbers tend to be a little more accurate in that sense. So despite the Brexit referendum and all those headlines, the jobs data suggests the economy is chugging along just fine.
Another piece of news coming out this morning, Chris, I don't know if you saw this, but details of Donald Trump's advisory team are coming out, and it has some names that you will recognize with your office near Wall Street. People like the Vornado Realty Trust founder and chairman Steve Roth, John Paulson, the hedge fund guy, and even some economist, David Malpass. Where was he? He used to be at Bear Stearns, right?
He was at Bear Stearns. And before that, he's had a political career working for some Republican presidents over the years. He's also a go-to guy on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal, usually talking about why some Democratic idea isn't going to pan out. There aren't very many economists on this list. These are people who actually have found ways of building successful businesses, building successful market portfolios. They understand market strategy. I don't think it's necessarily a bad approach. You know, we economists, I'm sad to say, haven't done a very good job in the last decade.
All right. The perspectives of a chief economist at FTN Financial, Chris Lowe. Thank you.
Thank you, David.